Well, wonderful. I'm just going to talk out of the experience that we had this year in Israel, because this is a very strategic year, as we know. This is the 70th year anniversary of Israel. So many things are taking place in the spiritual realm. We are seeing a lot of things happening. So I believe this is a very strategic year. If you understand it, that will bring a release. Because my Bible tells my people perish due to lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of God and knowledge of God's things and knowledge of how God works, His seasons, His timings, His prophetic calendar. So once we understand that, so this is your year of release. How and why? That's what we are going to see from my experience, as I told you. It's a release for a prophetic destiny. That's the key. So everybody has a destiny. It's a prophetic destiny that God has prophesied over our lives even before the foundations of the earth. Amen? So that's the key. That's a release, not just to another good job or just in another open door. No, it's a release into a prophetic destiny. What Lord has purposed for each one of us. The book of Ephesians talks about it. Each and every one of us are created for good works. Created for what? That is the release we are getting into. Created for that purpose, that destiny that God has in store. Amen? So it's very critical. As I started this morning, the scripture we are going to the base on is Deuteronomy chapter 15. Second verse, last line. Because it is called the Lord's release. You know, it is talks about the Shemitah year and the 7-year cycle and the release of debts and all this stuff. But here the verse number 2 ends like this, because it is called the Lord's release. It's not because of our good actions. It's not because of our good intentions. It is God's set time. Amen? It's God's set time. Because it is the Lord's release. Amen? Amen? We'll read the two verses at the end, but I want to just give you this input that this is called Lord's release. That's why it is a release of the Lord. Amen? 70, as we know, is very important. 70 is consisting of two perfect numbers. 7 is perfection, 10 is completeness, and God's law, both. Okay? So 70, we know 70th year Israel is celebrating 70th anniversary. 70 in Bible is very important number. It's amazing if you go through all the 70s in the Bible. 70 consists of two perfect numbers. Number 7 is perfection, number 10 completeness, and God's law. In other words, it carries the perfect spiritual order carried out with all power of God. That's the reason nobody can stop anything this year when Trump moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, because it is carried out in spiritual order, alignment of the time with such a spiritual power. God has done it. Amen. It's God's release. Amen. And also, it also signifies spirit of judgment. For some people, it's spirit of judgment. For some people, it's spirit of release. Amen? So 70 is mentioned in the Bible. So many areas, this is the importance of 70 in the Bible. Okay? If you see how many times the 70 is mentioned in the Bible, it will be interesting. 70 elders. Moses chose 70 elders in Numbers chapter 11, verse 16. Right? He chose 70 elders to go. Then this is amazing to me in Exodus chapter 24, verse 9 to 11. After Moses got the law, then he read the covenant. After that, he took 70 elders along with Aaron and his sons to eat with God. If you read the Bible, it's amazing. They ate with God. The last Sunday we talked about before the communion, everything is initiated through a meal, right? We spoke about last Sunday, initiated by a meal. So the whole covenant was put into action after the meal. They ate with God. They saw God. That's what the Bible tells. So 70 leader elders went along with him. Then we see Jeremiah, 70 years of captivity in Babylon. Jeremiah 29:10, 70 years of captivity in Babylon. So we can go on and on about 70. 70 also specifically connected to Jerusalem in Bible in many areas, many verses. 70 years of Sabbath while Judah was in Babylonian captivity. So 70 years Jerusalem went through Shabbat because they did not keep the Shabbat. You remember? They're taking the burdens into the temple. Money changers, everything was commercialized, and there was no Shabbat. So God has to give Shabbat to Jerusalem. So they took all the Judean, you know, people into captivity for 70 years. We read it in Jeremiah 25, verse 11. Then 490 years were determined upon Jerusalem for it to complete its transgression, to make an end for sins, and for everlasting righteousness to enter into it. Daniel chapter 9 talks about it. 490 years it has to fulfill. Okay? Before Jesus can come and atone all the, you know, atonement. He did a great job on the cross, as we know. He atoned for all our sins. Amen? So 490 years connecting with Jerusalem. So 490 is 483 years is already done. You know, Daniel did not have the revelation about the church age. Right? So he had the revelation from the Babylonian captivity onwards until Jesus came. 483 years. Okay? So 483 years until Jesus came and died on the cross. The next 1 week, 7 years, is Daniel was, there's a gap between Jesus came and the next 7 years during the tribulation time, because Daniel did not have the revelation about the church age. Okay? That's the reason we see a gap. So it's all mentioned in 70s. So as I told you, if it'll be mind-boggling to you if I tell you this, somebody counted the number of parables that Jesus spoke in the four Gospels. Do you know how many it is? 70. Isn't it amazing? 70. He spoke 70. They're given a number also. Matthew, 37 parables. Mark, 1 parable. Luke, 21 parables. John, 11 parables. So totally he spoke 70 parables. I did not verify the accuracy of it, but somebody counted, you know. So it's 70 parables that Jesus spoke. That means 70 is unique, right? Double perfection, 7 and 10, and God's law. So that means something God is triggering in each one of us in the 70th anniversary. Why? Because every time there's a restoration in Israel, there's a breakthrough in the spiritual realm. Israel's restoration and spiritual release. We believe that when God does something in the nation of Israel, something also happens in the church. Has history and proven. History has proven it. I've talked about this many times, but I just want to go over one more time. 1948, the nation was miraculously reborn after 250 years. It's not just, some people think it's 2,000 years. No. The first Babylonian captivity happened in 1605 BC. After that, there was no nation of Israel. So 2,550 years of extinction. In 1948, Israel was reborn. Amen? Miraculously. What is the effect in the spiritual side? Healing and evangelistic movement began in 1948. Oral Roberts, Catherine Kuhlman, Billy Graham. Everyone started out in 1948. Then in 1967, Jerusalem became the United Capital after the time of Solomon. Think about this, even after the time of Solomon. Then charismatic renewal began. The Holy Spirit began to break through the denominational barriers, and he went through into Catholic Church, and so many mainline churches begin to experience the Holy Spirit. Charismatic renewal happened. That's where the charismatic Catholics can begin to operate, charismatic Lutherans, you know, all kinds of charismatic breakthroughs in the mainline churches happen, right? And also at the same time, Jesus movement began, you remember? Jesus movement began, we know that. Then in 1998, the first jubilee of the reborn of Israel, rebirth of Israel, from 1948 to 1998, that's the time 24/7 house of prayers begin to explode all over the world, beginning from Jerusalem, 1997. You know, house of prayer was started, Jerusalem house of prayer was started in 1997. So 1998, the restoration of the tabernacle of David, hundreds and hundreds, now thousands of house of prayers are being opened. Amen? The restoration of house of prayers begin to happen. Now 2018, 70th anniversary, and we know that Jerusalem, the city of the great king, is recognized. You know, Before I told you, 70 also connects with the city of Jerusalem. Do you remember? See, again, 70th anniversary. Which is getting the facelift? Jerusalem. Isn't it amazing? Let's go to Zechariah chapter 12. It's very important what's happening. We need to understand everything happens according to... let's go to Jeremiah 29:10 first, then we'll go to Zechariah 12. Jeremiah 29, verse 10 and 11. You know, everybody knows the verse 11. You know, the Bible tells, I know the plans I have for you, you know. Everybody knows this verse. But they don't connect with verse 10. Jeremiah 29, verse 10. It says here, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years, I will visit you and perform a good word toward you. This word, this is the prophetic word that Daniel took hold of it, and he fasted and prayed for 21 days. Then God released the Babylonian captivity through Ezra and Nehemiah, and they came back and built the temple. So here you see, first, thus says the Lord, after 70 years, I will visit you and perform a good word toward you. For every time 70 comes and restoration happens in Israel, there's a spiritual effect for us. What is it happening here? He will perform his good word towards each one of us. Amen? Then goes the verse, for I know the thoughts that I think toward. It's not about our new jobs, our new homes, our new vehicles, our new open doors. It's about his thoughts, the prophetic destiny that you and me have in our lives, which all the time the devil wants to abort. Right? So he said, my thoughts, I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Amen? So that's what God is doing, is getting ready to perform his good word towards us. The Bible tells in Jeremiah 1:12, he is quickening to perform his word. He is watching over to perform his word. What is the word? The prophetic destiny, the release that God is trying to give each one of us. I'm telling you, we experienced an incredible release this year. I'll come to in a minute, but I want to go to Jeremiah, Zechariah chapter 1. You will understand why this is the year that Jerusalem was recognized as the capital. Amen. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 1, verse 12. It's amazing. It's mind-boggling when you read it. Everything happens according to his timetable. Everything happening according to his plans and purposes. And nobody can boast that they have done this or they have done that. But the Lord has done everything. Verse 12. This is where we see the vision of Zechariah. He had a visitation by the angel. He had a night vision. And he was talking to the angel, asking questions. And the angel is replying. And the Lord is also involved as a third person. So we pick up from verse 12. Here the angel is asking the question to the Lord, not Zechariah. Okay? The angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah? Against you were angry this 70 years. See? 70 connects with Jerusalem. 70 years, why were you angry with Jerusalem, Lord? You need to understand, though in 1967, 1948, Israel was reborn. 1967, Jerusalem was reunited, right? In 1948, they declared Jerusalem as the capital, right? But nobody was recognizing it as the capital. Only couple of countries in the whole world. Even America did not recognize. That's why they had the capital, that they had the embassy in Tel Aviv. But God answers here, verse 13, and the Lord answered, the angel who talked to me with good and comforting words. So the angel who spoke with me said to me, proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. Amen? He's telling, all these years Jerusalem was humiliated. Though it was the capital of a country, nobody was recognizing it. Right? It's amazing. But God says, now I have shown, I'm jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. Let's go to verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I'm returning to Jerusalem with mercy. When? The 70th year, at the set time, there's a release for the city of the great king to be recognized by the nations. Amen? Many nations are now following America, one by one. So Trump has to do with this ear. And we saw 70th year, it's God's law, his power did it. So that's the reason, nobody could stop. Nobody could stop. You cannot stop, no Congress could stop. Right? That is what it comes to you and me. Nobody can stop the Lord's release in your life and my life. Amen? Amen. So we are plugging into that release. If you go on in this verse, very interesting. I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts. We all know that everything is ready for the temple to be built except for the place. It'll take God to fulfill his prophetic promises any second. Verse 17. Again proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my city shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jerusalem, the city of the great king, is getting ready because God has chosen it back now. The Lord is coming very, very soon. So this is the year of release for each one of us. Amen. So that's what we experienced. Last year was 2017. That was the year of release as well about the Shemitah. Let's go to Deuteronomy now. 15. So last year was number 7 again. 50th year for Jerusalem Jubilee last year. So that was a release. That's the time Trump began to process the move. Remember? Because Jubilee is release. Right? Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 1 and 2. At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release of debts. And this is the form of the release. Every creditor who has lent anything to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not require it of his neighbor or his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. At his set time, the Lord releases. Not because of your merit, because you are so financially great planner. No, you are in debt. Right? You are in debt, but God says, this is my release, by my grace, not because of you're a great guy, not because of you deserve it. No, nobody deserves nothing here. This is the Lord's release. Do Jerusalem deserve? Jerusalem, of course, deserves it, but the Jews deserve it? No. They're not believing God, many of them, they don't deserve it. But God set time to show favor to Jerusalem. So God has chosen Jerusalem back, and the recognition came this year. So this is Lord's release. It's not because, Sam and Sugandhi are great, we are experiencing release. No. This is the set time to be released. Amen. So it began last year spiritually, and this year we saw the release, literally. The 70th anniversary, most of the time when I'm thinking about greater things, I can't do this now. I can't do this now. But now, never. It has released us to the next level. If I think of to do anything big, I'm ready to do it. That's a release, right? Whatever your prophetic destiny is, God is releasing you to do it. No more limitations. Amen? I'm telling you, we were approached by one of the, if I tell the name, you guys know, but I don't want to tell the name. They have a big television network. It's covering all over the world, including America. They approached us to give us programs. They wanted me to talk the prophetic side of Israel. So anyway, we experienced a release from everything which we have been planning and dreaming. Now everything is getting ready to be released. We said that's the reason we are putting platforms now. Platforms now, beginning last year. The Lord said this is the year of establishment. So we begin to establish non-profit in Israel. This year it was released. Right? It's set ready to run and rule. Whatever God wants to do there. So this is the year of release. So before, some things we could not think. Now we can think of those big things. Amen. So for me, if you ask about a flight, that's what I was telling you guys in the beginning of the thing when we talked about flights. Why not? If God wants to bring a flight, he will bring. It's not because I deserve it. It's because somebody is going to donate me. It's God's set time. Amen? Amen? Nobody can stop anything that God wants to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to Chicago. I'm driving, praise God, no problem. I can drive to Chicago. If the schedule increases that you got to be in Tokyo in the morning, in London in the evening, and America in the night, You can't do it by commercial flights. If God is going to release, because the time is short. The time is short. I'm telling you, every time, as she was telling that you're sowing the seed, you're sowing the seed. Why am I running like this? I'm sowing the seed. The time is near. It's coming very soon. It's coming very, very, very soon. I just went through Daniel chapter 9. I was just mind-boggling. There's nothing else. It's coming now. It's very, very soon, even beyond our imagination. So there's no time. Every avenue we can use, we have to use it. And God is the creator of everything. Flight is nothing for Him. It's actually foolishness to even think about it. Oh, big flight. No, it's not a big flight for Him. Right? That become a big Facebook debate everywhere, you know. It's crazy to even think. The focus is on the flight and not on Jesus, you know. So so I've come to a stage now, if God wants to do anything, He will do it, because that is Lord's release. Amen. Nobody deserves it, right? It's Lord's release. So that's what we're experiencing. Here we see the debt should be canceled. It's a release. No questions asked. Why you became dead? Did you buy clothes and became dead? No question asked. Whether you bought, went into restaurants and ate in 5-star hotels and became dead? No questions asked. Whether he gave out all the money and became in debt? No questions asked. All debts are released, because this is Lord's release. Like the Bible tells, all sins are forgiven. That's Lord's release. Right? No questions. Whether he killed, whether he murdered, whether he raped, no question. Released. Because that's Lord's release. Amen? So that's what we have entered this year, 70th year. There's a release into a prophetic destiny. Let not the church, let not your family, let not your own thinking, your own understanding stop you from this release. The only thing that can stop from a release is our thinking. Old mindset, old wineskins cannot enter into this prophetic release. We need to be walking on the waters. Because our thinking is here, God's thinking is there. Unless we are able to walk on the waters, we are not able to go to His level of thinking. Right? His level of thinking is creative miracles. His level of thinking is, I've seen my own hands. Okay? I have told you guys. I'm not talking about some theory. This should have been operated, but God closed it in overnight. Amen? This is a miracle. So our mind has to shift. His thinking is, people think about leprosy, don't go near them. But His thinking is touch and I'm going to heal him clean instantly. That's His thinking level. Right? So we got to shift our mindset and accept what God is doing in our season, in our generation. 70th anniversary is the year of release to your prophetic destiny. So we were in Cana, where wedding took place. So we're talking about new wine. New wine takes time, right, to prepare wine. And the Bible tells that was the best wine. That means it takes years to create best wine. But God accelerated the process instantly. The best wine was served. To carry the best wine, you need to have a new wineskin. Jesus talked about it. So if you want to move into this prophetic release into your destiny, we have to go into a new wineskin. All the traditions, all we learned in the Bible, all in the Christian world, which is not of the Bible, everything has to be taken out. All this prosperity, debates, all these things to be taken out of our mind and think what can do and walk in it. Otherwise, we can never enter into it. Because our mind is always very small, mediocre, chicken-minded. But God is big God. We are serving a big God. Amen. Hallelujah. So may the Lord release us into our prophetic destinies. Big, big things are in store. But we have to align properly. 70th anniversary is the year of release to your prophetic destiny. Amen.